So now, Terry, when you finish your bicycle ride at the end of the day, you go to a campground. So what do you do? I mean, you set up camp and how do you take a shower or brush your teeth or?
Oh, in this on as an example, on this trip, I was staying mostly in state parks in Washington, Oregon, and California. Almost all of the state parks that I stayed in had showers. So of course they have restrooms and all your basic facilities as far as that goes. And as far as what I do, what we do in camp or what I do in camp is, I usually pick up a newspaper during the day and I usually carry a novel with me. So part of what I do in the afternoon is just to relax and read the paper, read a book. And then also in the afternoon, I work on my bike if I need to. Just try and get ready for the next day or unwind from that day.
What time do you normally make dinner?
Just depends on usually 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, something like that. When I'm on the road, I tend to be the proverbial early to bed, early to rise.
Sure. Well, what things do you cook? Because you probably don't want to carry a lot of food. Like, what would be a typical meal that you would have?
You're absolutely right. You don't really want to carry a lot of excess food because you're carrying a lot of weight anyways. When I'm on the road, my bike probably weighs 45 kilos. So that's a fair amount of weight to push up over a mountain range. Cook pasta for dinner or some soup or something fairly simple. In groups, you tend to buy more elaborate food, buy salad material and whatnot.
Now, what do you actually prefer, doing the bicycle trip alone or in a group?
Well, they both have their good points. I think the main thing was just that it just depends on if you're interested in doing a trip when a trip is available. In this case, there was a trip that was available going down the West Coast, but it was in the month of September, and I had to return to Japan, so the timing just didn't work out for me. And then I think lately the doing these trips solo is working out for me because I'm not training for the trips. Typically, when you're going with a group, you have to be in shape when the trip starts so that you can keep up with the group. So this is working out for me to do solo trips.
Oh, so you prefer the solo?
Well, it kind of depends.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Terry. Thanks a lot for talking about your trips.
Thanks, I enjoyed it a lot.